Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I cannot come down. Nehemiah chapter 6 verses 1 through 3 says, Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, then sat that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? The difference is subtle, and one could argue unimportant. Someone might even say it's only a matter of perception. Sanballat and Geshem said, Come, let us meet together. Nehemiah said, I cannot come down. The enemies saw themselves as equals. Nehemiah saw them as inferiors, or at the very least, Nehemiah saw the possession of the believers as higher than that of the unbelievers. One of the great devices of Satan, one that is frequently employed right now, is that of elevating the many religions, and indeed no religion at all, to the same place as Christianity. To imply that the Christian faith is a better faith, a higher faith, or even more true than a different faith, is tantamount to hate speech these days. And a good number of nominal Christians are buying it. Men like Rick Warren of Saddleback Church in California have suckered multitudes of churches to come together with Muslims. Hundreds of independent Baptist pastors read, quote, and follow the teachings of men like John Maxwell, R.C. Sproul, and Max Lucado. We're losing perspective as Baptists. We're coming down to the level of Protestants, and in so doing, we're lessening the value of the work we do, even if we think we're doing more work. Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.